We turn now to our prayers of intercession, written today by Rhody Cowie. When I say, Lord, have mercy, I invite you to respond with me in saying, Christ, have mercy. Let us pray. Lord God, we come before you today and look back over the long years. We see the endless foolishness of humanity, drawn towards war like shards of iron to a magnet. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord God, we come before you today and look back over the long years. We see the young lives that war has ended, and lives left blighted, those physically disabled, those widowed or orphaned, the shattered communities. We see the minds left broken by fear or bitterness. The soldiers coming back to a world that seems to have no place for them and little real understanding of the price they paid. We pray for all the victims of the wars of the last long century. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord God, we come before you and we see the present. The horrors of the wars in the Middle East, the dangerous tensions between great powers, the grinding conflicts that we barely hear of in so many countries, the blight of terrorism suddenly striking innocent people anywhere. We pray for those who suffer war and for those who work for peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord God, we lift our eyes to powers and governments facing a world full of uncertainty, searching for ways to move into the future. We pray for the leaders of great powers whose choices shape the future of our world. We pray for our Prime Minister and for the leaders of our country. Remind all leaders how little pride and profit count besides the blessings of peace, and how little loss of prestige or arguments count beside the loss of life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. On this Remembrance Sunday, we give special thanks for those who have stood in the firing line and put others' lives before their own. We pray for those who make the same commitment now. Shield them from danger and from the temptations of their calling. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. In all this, Lord, we pray for your church. May its voice speak for peace and show the way to justice and equality. Speak through your ministers and the ordinary people of your church. Help us to aid each other in the work of bringing light and peace into a stormy and uncertain world. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Finally, Lord, we bring before you those who are close to us, those we love, and those who love us, those we work with, and those who work with us, those we have difficulty with, and those who have difficulty with us. All these people we bring before you in the silence, and pray for health to strengthen them, and your light to guide them with us towards you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And now let all our prayers be bound as one with all God's people on earth and in heaven, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We turn now to our final hymn, most appropriate for this Remembrance Day, from Singing the Faith 693, Beauty for Brokenness.